It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Will the real LSU Tigers please stand up? Last Saturday afternoon in Oxford, Mississippi, the LSU Tigers gift-wrapped a 55-49 victory over to the Ole Miss Rebels. LSU surrendered a colossal 706 yards in Saturday's game at Ole Miss. And believe it or not, the Tigers, now 3-2 on the year, actually led by 9 points at 49-40 halfway through the final quarter. It was the third defensive meltdown for the LSU Tigers this season. And in the opening game against Florida State in Orlando, LSU led the Seminoles 17-14 at the half. Unfortunately, the Tigers' defensive unit was a no-show in the second half. Florida State reeled off 31 straight points in the third and fourth quarters to claim a convincing 45-24 win. The LSU defense gave up nearly 500 yards against Florida State in that game. LSU's second game of the season came against in-state FCS rival Grambling State University. The G-men were no match in Tiger Stadium as LSU rolled to an easy 72-10 win. LSU's defense was tested a little bit in the opening quarter, but then the Tigers' offense overwhelmed Grambling for the remaining three quarters. Game number three of the season for LSU featured a sparkling overall effort by the Tigers. The offense sliced Mississippi State's defense like butter in front of their 65,000 cowbell clanging fans. Even the LSU defense warmed up to the task and held the Bulldogs to less than 230 yards of offense. The Starkville Cowbells were almost quiet by the start of the fourth quarter of that game in LSU's dominating 41-14 win. So after three games, there was no doubt that the LSU offense was one of the nation's top units. Even with the Tigers' defensive lapses, the Associated Press voters continued to show confidence in 2-1 LSU by awarding them with a top 15 ranking. So LSU returned to Tiger Stadium for game number four. SEC rival Arkansas came to Baton Rouge for the annual game in which the winner retains the humongous Battle for the Boot trophy. The Razorbacks were not intimidated by over 100,000 Tiger Stadium supporters as the Hogs jumped out to a 13-10 halftime advantage. But then the second half was played, and just like in game number one against Florida State, the LSU defense left its second half intensity back inside the locker room. Fortunately for the Tigers, quarterback Jaden Daniels matched touchdowns with the Razorbacks during the second half, and with just a few minutes left to go in this game, the Tigers opted to run the clock down and attempt a game-winning field goal with just seconds remaining, rather than scoring quickly and having Arkansas get one last possession with a chance to win on a touchdown down in a two-point conversion. LSU escaped that game with a 34-31 nail-biter victory in which the LSU defense again surrendered more than 400 yards in the game. So LSU improved to 3-1 with that win over Arkansas and then set their sights on a very important two-game SEC road trip to Ole Miss and to Missouri. If LSU managed to win both of those games, their chances of getting into the college football playoffs were still retaining a slim glimmer of hope. Game number five for LSU at Ole Miss last Saturday evening, though, was one for the ages. The Ole Miss Rebels have played football for more than one century, going back to 1893. In last week's game in Oxford against LSU, the Ole Miss offense established an all-time school record for the most yardage gained in any football game. The LSU defense gave up 706 yards, 32 first downs, and a whopping 6.5 yards per carry to the Ole Miss running backs. The LSU defense also surrendered a 9-point lead in the final minutes. The result was a train wreck. 54-49 road loss to Ole Miss. Ole Miss improved to 4-1 on the year while LSU dropped to 3-2 after that disappointing defeat. Once again, the LSU offense did its part against Ole Miss. The Tigers passed for more than 400 yards and totaled 637 yards in offense. LSU gained 33 first downs in the game and 6 yards per carry by its running backs. With this type of offensive output, LSU should have easily won the game. According to one source I was able to find, LSU has been a stellar 95-1 in games where the Tigers score 49 or more points. The team's only other loss when scoring more than 49 occurred back in November of 2018, and you might remember that game, the epic Rock'em Sock'em 7 overtime 74-72 loss at Texas A&M. The LSU Tigers are currently ranked fourth in the nation in total offense with an average of 551 yards per game. The three teams ahead of LSU, Washington, Oregon, and USC, are each 5-0 on the season. LSU, though, is 3-2. So just how bad is the LSU defense? The Tigers' defensive stats are just as bad as you might expect. LSU is giving up 31 points per game, nearly 450 yards per opponent. Those defensive numbers include LSU's 72-10 breather against the overmatched FCS Grambling University Tigers. The LSU defense is currently ranked number 108 out of 133 FBS teams. The 25 teams with the worst defensive ranking feature teams which have also won just 2, 1, or 0 games in 2023. The opponents have been slicing and dicing LSU's defense as if they've been gifted boxes of Ron Popeil's Ginsu knives prior to kickoff. But wait, there's more. The LSU Tigers were generously assigned a number 5 preseason ranking by the national media, the Associated Press, back in August. And why not? LSU's starting quarterback, Jaden Daniels, had a tremendous junior season in Baton Rouge in leading the Tigers to a 10-2 regular season record and the SEC West title in 2022. The Tigers eventually lost to national champion Georgia in the SEC championship game. In 2023, LSU has dropped games to Florida State and at Ole Miss. And these 3-2 Tigers somehow have remained in the Associated Press poll this week at number 23. Oh, I totally disagree with that LSU ranking. In my SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 rankings released this Monday, I have ranked LSU number 69. Now, don't laugh. LSU's best wins this year have come against a 2-3 Mississippi State team and at home against 2-3 Arkansas. LSU's two losses this year are two more losses than 22 other major college football teams had after last weekend. Those 22 teams are undefeated. Now, next up is a very important trip to Como. Como, well, the correct name of the city is Columbia, Missouri. Como, get it? It's the home of the surprising 5-0 Missouri Tigers from the SEC East. The Mizzou Tigers were admitted into the SEC from the Big 12 back in 2012. And the Louisiana Bayou Bengals' last trip up to Missouri resulted in a 45-40 loss in 2020. Now this Saturday at 11 a.m. on ESPN, the Missouri Tigers football team, which is rarely seen on national television, will be quite fired up as they attempt to become the next team to run up the score on LSU's Swiss cheese defense. The unbeaten black and gold Missouri Tigers are scoring 32 points a game. Quarterback Brady Cook and wide receiver Luther Burden are a dynamic passing combination. The Mizzou defense has allowed just 20 points per game over the last 5 outings. The crowd in Missouri is going to be sky high Saturday, trying to help their team remain undefeated and move to 6-0 on the year. For LSU to improve to 4-2, though, the Louisiana Tigers must produce another stellar offensive output, and they must hope that the defense improves after allowing an average of 42 points a game in the last 2 weeks. So why is the LSU defense so pitiful this year? Historically, LSU has fielded a better-than-average defensive team for the last several decades. Until a guy named Joe Burrow came to the scene a few years ago, the LSU offense was generally a much bigger annual concern for most fans in Baton Rouge than the defense. This year's 2023 LSU football team has the same defensive coordinator, Matt House, who arrived on the scene last year with head coach Brian Kelly. After LSU finished 10-2 in the regular season last year, perhaps there wasn't enough attention focused on the Tigers' defensive needs during this past offseason. In this age of the NCAA transfer portal and NIL cash being waved around at potential transfers, LSU had ample opportunities to address any perceived defensive weaknesses over the past several months. After last week's loss at Ole Miss, Coach Brian Kelly acknowledged this week that the LSU defense has several younger underclassmen who must improve quickly. More specifically, the players need to sharpen their ability to make a tackle. This week, LSU dusted off an 82-year-old, longtime defensive coach, Pete Jenkins, to work with the team on their defensive fundamentals. Now, that could turn out to be a very savvy move. Basic old-school tackling techniques are lacking in many of today's high school programs, and any improvements which Coach Pete Jenkins can impart to this LSU defense is going to be a positive.
Yes!
There has been another recent concern, though, which no one within the LSU program seems to want to address. The internet has been speculating for the last week or two that LSU's defensive coordinator, Matt House, is a top candidate for the vacant Michigan State head coaching job after Mel Tucker was fired recently. Now, House graduated from Michigan State, and he began his coaching career at his alma mater as well. It should not be an excuse, though, to explain the woeful defensive effort against Ole Miss. And it also doesn't explain those 45 points allowed to Florida State back in Week 1 or the 31 points given up at Tiger Stadium against Arkansas in Week number 4. Now, whether LSU has a shortage of defensive talent, which is possible, or a problem with their defensive coaching staff and schemes being played, which is more likely, the LSU defense will be the primary reason, one way or the other, why this year's team will either rally down the stretch or fail to live up to preseason expectations. So the big question, can LSU still win the SEC West? The Purple and Gold Tigers must win every remaining SEC game beginning this Saturday at Missouri to have a chance to finish with only one conference loss in 2023. After losing to Ole Miss last weekend, LSU must also hope that the Rebels don't finish in a tie for first place in the SEC West with the same conference record. By virtue of their head-to-head win, Ole Miss would win the tie. After this week's road game at Mizzou, LSU's remaining schedule is quite favorable. There are two consecutive home games coming up in Tiger Stadium against Auburn on October 14th and the Army on October 21st. After taking a week off, the annual game with Alabama is coming up in Tuscaloosa on November the 4th. Then LSU returns home to finish the regular season with three straight home games against Florida, Georgia State, and Texas A&M. So let's say that the LSU defense is able to improve its performance by allowing like one fewer touchdown per game over the remainder of the season. So that would mean that LSU's defense would go from allowing 31 points a game to just 24. But with their stellar offensive firepower, LSU might indeed be able to run the table, finish at 10-2, and still have a chance to win the SEC West. The question, will a more focused and disciplined LSU team show up on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on ESPN to play against Missouri? Well, with a hostile crowd at Mizzou and LSU's defensive confidence at a multi-decade low, I don't think I'd bet on it. I'm Swamp Swami.